At Byers Volkswagen, we've been family-owned since 1897, built on trust, driven by innovation. And now, buying your next Volkswagen is easier than ever. Shop online, customize your deal, and finalize everything from home. Just stop by to pick up the keys. It's that simple.
Drive home a new 2026 Volkswagen Tiguan S for $286 for 36 months with $2,499 due at signing.
The next generation shops online, and we're driving with them at ColumbusVolkswagen.com or visit us by the airport.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 4/30/2026.
The weather in Central Ohio just got better, and so should your loan rate. CME Federal Credit Union wants to try to beat your current loan rate by 2% on autos and toys. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days on car loans and no payments for 60 days on motorcycles, boats, and more. With car rates as low as 4.9% APR and toy rates starting at 6.5% APR, it's the perfect time to save. Apply today at cmefcu.org. Terms apply. Minimum floor rates 4.99% APR car, 6.5% APR other vehicles. Federally insured by NCUA.
Good morning. Welcome to Joy News at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM in Accra, in Kumasi. We love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions. Get radio, TV, and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Coming up, Joy News finally premieres its much-anticipated Hotline documentary, Empty Plates, as it delves deeper into the grim picture of inadequate food in many senior high schools and its attendant pressure on parents to adapt another ways to ensure their wards don't go hungry.
This girl left home without stomach pain, but now she has been admitted at the hospital. But she said the doctors are suspecting it's ulcer.
Also later, President Akufo-Addo commits to strike a fine line between meeting the aspirations of Ghanaians and staying within the dictates of the IMF program.
At the end of this year, I have to go to the people of Ghana to justify my period in office and seek their mandate for my successor as the leader of my party.
Also tell you why the president removed the finance minister from office in business. President Akufo-Addo assures the International Monetary Fund that this government will stay within budgetary limits. Also later, musician Kwame Eugene injured after ramming his car into a tipper track. We'll also tell you how exciting it was as Joy FM Eastern come adventure with patrons yearning for more.
Having fun, I'm having a ball, it's trailing. God. I mean, if you are not here, you are missing.
This is a moment with me, Mami Sinyamiche Thompson. Please stay with us. Finally, Joy News is premiering its much-anticipated Hotline documentary, Empty Plates, the Free Senior High School Promise, later this morning, highlighting the acute shortage of food on many campuses across the country. The documentary presents a first-hand insight into the grim nature of inadequate food in schools and how parents are forced to adopt unorthodox ways of feeding their wards. Here are excerpts of the investigative piece by my colleague, Kwete Nati.
Under the policy, residential students are supposed to benefit from 3 square meals, while non-residential ones get 1 hot meal.
In some schools, the investigative team observed that between 8 to 15 students were assigned to a table to share a meal.
The picture is no different at the Ahantaman Senior High School in the Western Region. These first-year students who thronged the dining hall were expecting to be served a breakfast that was balanced in nutrition. But that isn't the case. What they had was porridge without milk and bread.
The challenge has been that my daughter is constantly complaining that the food they are fed with is not enough. I've taken the pains to also provide enough food, like Gary and others, that she can eat from her chop box. But it turns out that the school has, parents of this school have come together to get support for the school. So we contribute some amount of money. We were supposed to contribute twice in a term, that's 500 cedis for the first half, and the other half, we contribute another 500 cedis.
He tried to support, but because of government initiative, it is difficult. So for me, I sometimes, let me put in quotes, smuggled food to the school for my ward.
And another concern is their food. To be frank, they are not eating any better food at all. So every time she will call, that mommy, I don't have money. The food is not enough, and sometimes it's not even good. To be frank with you, this girl left home without stomach pain. But now she will call that mommy, my tummy. She has been admitted at the hospital. They did other tests, but she said the doctors suspecting is ulcer. It is very bad. We are not saying they should not eat garri, but the garri is too much.
They are not fed properly. They are made to work like horses. Like, I don't know. In fact, I think this is the second prison yard. Even the prison, those in the prison, I don't think they go through what these girls are going through.
Do catch the full documentary airing this morning at 8:30 p.m. on the Super Morning Show and at 8:30 p.m. on the Joy News Channel. Now, President Akufo-Addo says government will be cautious to strike a fine line between meeting the aspirations of citizens and staying true to the dictates of the IMF program for Ghana as the country heads to the polls in December. Concerns about overspending during elections has become a worry, especially as the economy picks up. Now, interacting with the IMF Managing Director, Kristalina Georgieva, the Jubilee House, Nana Akufo-Addo says he will stay within budgetary limits in meeting public expectations.
At the end of this year, I have to go to the people of Ghana to justify my period in office and seek their mandate for my successor as the leader of my party. Mm-hmm. So, and to some extent too, some of the issues that are involved in these phenomena, these statistics that you have quoted, are intimately bound out. What is going to happen in December, and the need for us to try and make a balance between the rigor that we recognize as being necessary for us to be on a good place, and as well as making sure that the interests of our people are fully protected.
President Akufo-Addo also explains why he removed Ken Ofori-Atta as Finance Minister in January's ministerial reshuffle.
The new Minister for Finance, as you have met before, even though, but he's now stepped forward. I'm not quite sure he recognizes the full extent of the difficulties that are before him. But he has the courage of youth and the optimism of youth. But with that, we've made these changes. Our new Minister of State designate, looking for the approval of the Parliament, is here, and ambitious and intelligent young man who's a new deputy finance. These are all the new arrangements that are there. The Ministry of Finance, who are working with your officials to get us that far, and the Bank of Ghana, of course.
Well, the managing director of the IMF, Kristalina Georgieva, says Ghana has a unique opportunity this year to demonstrate to the world that it is committed to restoring confidence in the economy.
Spain. The main lesson from this experience is that you do the right thing now to build the strongest possible foundation for growth for Ghana. And that takes me to the world. We have seen the world economy being surprisingly resilient. Global growth this year is better than we anticipated a year ago.
Now, award-winning Ghanaian musician Kwame Eugene sustained injuries on Sunday night after ramming his car into a tipper truck. The accident occurred at CP, close to the DSTV office, towards the Jolo traffic light in Accra. It is unclear where the artist was headed. According to editor for Morning Ghana News Porter, Emmanuel Jeffwa Bugri, who witnessed the accident, he was right behind the musician's car when the incident occurred around 11:30 p.m.
I managed to call the police and they are around. So they just came around to tow his car. And from here, I'll be going to the EGMC hospital to check on Kwame Eugene to see how far things are going. I arranged for another car to take him to the hospital. That's the UGMC hospital.
We'll bring you details of that later in the bulletin. Meanwhile, the Joy FM Easting Camp Adventure was a whirlwind of excitement and fun for our patrons, with many of them yearning for more. The tour, which marked a celebration of Ghana Month, was packed with endless fun, with a lot of activity. Now, like dance competition, overnight visits to Asinima Waterfalls, Konfanoshi's hometown Ilkuga, and the Safari Valley Echo Park. Max Olagbagba has more.
Scores of our patrons are circling a bonfire and singing Jama songs. Saturday night turned into Sunday morning, filled with dance competitions, quizzes about Ghana, plus fan challenges. Many of them won beautiful wooden fabrics as prizes. Meet retired Liberian and the oldest member of the group, Mary Akofu. She's 74. She's one of the people taking part in the Jama session. She says Joy FM's credibility as a media house is the reason she does not miss any event organized by the station.
They run different programs that I like.
And that was how exciting the Easting Camp Tour was. And that's how we end the bulletin here, Joy 99.7 FM. Up next is business on the Super Morning Show. Please stay tuned.
Papa, see that? And it's rickety car. Hey, Papa! Papa!
Bobo, so how about your engine now?
It is half man, half amazing. Thanks to Quartz and you, I'll feel better energy.
Can't touch this.
Guys, so Sancho's engine just died like that?
Yes, sir.
Somebody managed to convince him that there is a better engine oil than Quartz. And he switched.
Sancho Panza Pan.
Now, which engine oil can be better than Quartz?
No other, my guy.
Quartz, with its age-resistant technology, it keeps your engine
younger for longer.
Now you know. Have you guys seen the new bottle design? It's superb. Quartz 9000 from Total Energies DA improves fuel efficiency.
Why do you think Mr. Mane and Logoso have taken the Quartz Nation Movement World Cup like that?
Mr. Mane, hey, sorry.
Chairman Omani.
Chairman. Hey,
Quartz.
Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country? And we're conveniently located right by the airport. Start your journey today at columbussubaru.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.